When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I have goosebumps here. Limits. I didn't want to get goosebumps, but I got them. You reminded me today that it's the 11-year anniversary of the single greatest sporting event I've ever attended.
Are you ready for more goosebumps?
Yes.
Well, this standing room only crowd trying to get under Johnny Cueto's skin, and they might be. Hit well to left center field, back toward the track, and that ball is gone. Russell Martin, 2-0 Pittsburgh.
One precious out to get for a team that has not been to the playoffs since 1992. Pittsburgh is about to burst. The pitch, one hopper to second. Division series.
Oh my God. Now, almost tears.
Takes you back, man.
Of happiness and sadness. But man, what a night. I've been covering sports for 30 years. AFC title games, Super Bowls, Stanley Cup games. That was the single greatest sporting event I was ever at. And we're going to have a special guest here in just a moment on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. 11 years ago today, Russell Martin, who hit that homer, I think it was 5 years after the game I talked to him. He said it was unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life, talking about the atmosphere at the game. It was like Mardi Gras mixed with a town square exorcism is what it was like, 20 years of losing. Andrew McCutchen, I found him on the 5-year anniversary down in Tampa with the Yankees at his locker. He told me, this is what McCutchen told me that day from his locker. I said, what do you remember? He said, however I was quoted at the time, and I read whatever I said about it, I'd be like, nope, that wasn't enough. You can't put into words the things you experience when you're part of something that big, McCutchen said. When someone tries to get you to explain what it was like, you can't explain it. Words aren't enough. That's how I feel about that moment. And he finished with this. Words cannot express how I experienced that night through my own eyes. Well, let's bring in another guy who got the final out that night. And of course, it was a ground ball to Pittsburgh's very own Neil Walker. Of course it was. Jason Grilley got the save that night. Jason, how are you, sir?
Man, you guys got me ready to pitch again. I tell you what, 11 years, I don't know. My arm's moving still, but the rest of me is not. You know what? Thanks for having me on, because it's always a great moment for all of us on that team. I feel honored. You should have Russ Martin, because he was the hero in that key moment of that game. Great friend, great teammate. And I was just thinking, I was like, man, I miss all my brothers. I miss my fraternity brothers. And, you know, it's a historic moment in Pittsburgh for sure. And I wish to heck, man, we were talking about playoff baseball here again. I am a fan just like you guys are, even though I got to wear the black and gold, man. And I too, you know, kind of live that moment over and over again. And I just feel very fortunate. I still have the ball. And, you know, just feel very fortunate because, you know, that morning for me, people say, what was it like? This is how I phrase it. I do have some words to frame that. Because, you know, I had to wait a very long time. Always being the closer, you have to wait a very long time between waking up and then actually not screwing up the biggest game in Pittsburgh history. So I said, looked out my window. I lived in the Cork Factory back then, and it was so cool because living in the Strip District, which is, I consider, the heartbeat of the city, right?
Yeah.
We're right, just where you get all the people and just where we like to centralize down there. When I looked out my window, there was nobody walking around. I think dogs were just, you know, going to the bathroom in the house. Nobody was doing it. They were storing up because the Reds didn't just play Pittsburgh Pirates. They played the city of Pittsburgh that night.
Yes.
And seriously, there was like, you guys were all there with us. We knew as players how much that game, that moment meant. And to see people in tears, and still to this day, hearing you guys say, like, this was the biggest sporting event in Pittsburgh history. I can't frame it any better because, now that I'm a Yinzer myself now, I've earned some stripes here, being here this long and transplanting my roots here. It's just incredible that, I hope that we're on year 11. I don't want to go back to, 20 years that we're talking about getting a chance to get in. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of talent here. There's a lot of talent here. And, I hope that we can, wild card games are going on today, starting here at 2:30, whatever. But I hope that we can have the same conversation and we can play more of those key highlight moments. Because I still have the hair on the back of my neck's up because I just love that roar of that crowd. That's what I miss the most,
Man, I bet. And I'm with you, and everybody in town is with you, that it's been too long, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, that night and that day, there was just an energy in this city that I've never seen before. And I think Josh Harrison called it 20 years of pent-up rage that was on display that night, just like people desperately wanting something. My question, Jason, is do you think, this is pro sports, do you really believe that the crowd affected Cueto in that scenario?
Listen, I've been booed by 40,000 people. I was at Detroit Tiger. The crowd definitely has an effect. And I'm talking about my hometown crowd. So can a crowd get into a player's head? 1,000% they can. It's just a matter of, are you catching the player to be able to clear his mechanism, as you've seen in the movie For the Love of the Game, right?
Yeah.
When Kevin Costner has to do it, it's like you have to do that as a player. And, the good ones know how to do that. And sometimes even the good ones have their moments where it's like there's a chink in the armor. Pittsburgh got a chink in the armor because, like I said, Cueto wasn't just pitching against the Pirates. He was pitching against this whole city. And I say, even right from when the buildup, from what I saw from my own eyes, what Kutch said, what you just read, to when his mother sang the national anthem, I was like, holy, I can't say it on air probably, I was like, holy, wow. I was like, wow. here we go. And I was like, I can't wait to see this, and I hope to God I get a chance to be a participant in this game. And luckily I was. I felt like I could lift a semi-truck over my head. The adrenaline, I've never experienced it. You know I'm an adrenaline guy out there. I pitch on emotion. But I never felt that euphoria and that level of, like, invincibility running through my veins because I had the backing of my teammates. I looked around. I was like, this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Marte, he said this 5 years later, Jason. He said, I remember everything. When I went out on the field way before the game, he said, I saw everyone dressed in black. And I remember being down there at my locker, and we were talking about how crazy it was in the stadium. I won't forget that. And after the game, he said people were going nuts, and you guys had to get on a bus to the airport to go to St. Louis, and it was still insane, right? What do you remember?
I think, I know they fixed the bridges around Pittsburgh. I know the Clemente Bridge, they had to tighten up a little bit tighter because that bridge was swaying the most, I think. Yeah, it was cool to see and hear, I'm still hearing stories of things of aftermath of what was going on in the stadium or who was there and when they were there. I think people who said they were there, they actually weren't, but they claimed that they were. So, that the attendance was more than the stadium held. But, yeah, just an amazing event, amazing night. What can you say about it? I wish that game was game 7 of the 2013 World Series, because when we as players, we have to put in for our tickets for our families and stuff, right? And you get this long ream of tickets where it's got everything from the wild card to game 7 of the World Series. And you're like, oh, my God, I would die to change. And I can't imagine. We know what the wild card brought as far as emotion. Can you imagine? I think, I don't even know what would happen if we won that game and changed 1979. But it's a good conversation to have, right?
Man, I'll say. I mean, there was a lot of losing in the years before that. And people look now and they see, there's been a fair amount of losing here. What suddenly sparks the turnaround? What do you think, mate? I mean, everybody was talking after 2012, you guys had really struggled in the second half again, just like 11. People were talking, is Clint Hurdle the right guy? Is this ever going to happen? What made it turn? Was it simply getting AJ and Russell in here and Liriano? Or where do you see where everything turned around in 13?
It's just like anything. I mean, when you keep the band together, you play longer. I'm a big Pearl Jam fan, and they're almost approaching 60 years of age. You look at the Rolling Stones, when you keep things that work together, and it's a saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So unfortunately, I hate to talk derogatively about an organization that I loved and loved playing for, but I'm like, when you got pieces, and if you could keep those pieces together here longer, you'd have more of those moments. And we all know that. It's just a fact. And, unfortunately, like I said, there's a lot of players, I can speak from this, a lot of players who come and play here, they want to play here. But there's reasons why they don't stay here or they won't sign here. It's the best ballpark. We got the best ballpark. We've got the best fans. We've got an unbelievable city and just the ruralness. It's different than playing in Chicago and New York because you can – a family situation, right? Ball players, we have families. And all these sports, teams, the major league sports teams, with the Steelers and the Penguins too, you have families. And it's like the number one question we get is why do we reside here? It's because we're so embraced and, we get ingrained in the community. And I'm finding it even more so post-career. But it's just so cool that – I think the City of Champions, I mean, we could win here and more money could be made here and a storied franchise is here. More winning can be done in more winning ways and more celebrations, but everybody's got to be pulling that rope the same way, and it can't be a difference of this and difference of that. It's a long season, it's not easy. Even if you put out a high dollar ticket item on the field, doesn't always warrant you winning ways. I mean, you could sit there and argue about the Dodgers and this and that and all these other teams. They don't always win when they put out there. But, you know, it's just like anything in business. The more you spend on marketing, the person who does that is going to win. That's why Dick's Sporting Goods is number one in sporting equipment sold, right? They spend the most money on that. So if you want to be in that front runner race, you got to feed the good carrots and apples to the horses, and the product is the players on the field. And, you know, like I said, I just know that we have a lot of talent, and we're number one pitcher in all of baseball on our team. And you know, get a supporting cast, we'll be raising some more flags. And that's why you get more winning ways, man.
Do you have confidence that Bob Nutting will step to the plate and spend more money?
I can't get in that man's wallet, but I'd love to have dinner with him and say, Bob, if I could, I can't do it in cleats, but can I do it in pleats? And I would plead to him, like, hey, man, let's give this a run here. You know, I think everybody wants to see that. I do myself. You know.
What are you up to these days, Jason? I know you're still in town. You made your life here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just trying to figure life after baseball before it's Gump here. I got a wine brand. I got a company called Rock and Ball Wines, and trying to keep that growing. I just wrote a second book on NIL, trying to help these student athletes, you know, some of the pitfalls that they go through. That's going to be coming out here this month. So I'm always staying busy, and the best job I got is trying to be a dad and to my two sons, and you know, see where they want to go and their aspirations. But I just did some charity work, a lot of charity work, making a lot of appearances, getting to know the people of Pittsburgh. You know, you take a picture, you sign an autograph, that's a second of your time. But to actually meet people, I'm really seeing how 1 or 2 degrees of separation, somebody knows somebody that I've met before. I'm like, wow, this is a really small, big city.
Yes. Well, we appreciate the time, man, and we'll always appreciate what you did as a player here. That was a year and a game to remember, and I guess it's probably unique, especially in that you say that, you know, this is the city of champions, and it was a wild card game like that will be remembered forever by a lot of people, and you were a central figure that year. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, you're welcome. And hey, guys, you know, Pittsburgh, it's not our year this year. Cheer up. In 4 months, guys used to hate when I used to say this, if we weren't in the race, in 4 months we're going to be saying pitchers and catchers report. So guys, Pittsburgh Pirates, enjoy your vacation, recover, rest up, reset, and hopefully we'll be in the race next year.
Thanks, man, we appreciate it.
You got it.
Jason Grilley, who got the last out that night.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. We'll see what he has to say today about the quarterbacks. Adam Schefter saying yesterday on SportsCenter that this was the week he had pegged as Wilson being healthy. Now, whether he has new information, we don't know that. But I'm awfully curious to see what happens here today. As I mentioned earlier, I don't know what happened with this blocking sled. Whether it morphed into Lawrence Taylor and sacked Wilson from behind, landing on his calf. How did we get here, Limits? How did we get here? Schefter reported week one that Wilson told the Steelers he was ready to play. Okay? Now we're a month later. What is going on? Did he re-aggravate this? What's happening? If he was in his prime in Seattle and was still a great player, would he have played all these games? I tend to wonder, don't you?
That's what's just so concerning to me about this, Joe. And maybe concerning is not the right word, but curious. Because how much has Wilson's status really changed? And that's something that I asked Brian Batko about last week. Like, is he doing more and more at practice? And it seems like basically it's baby steps with Russell Wilson to nurse this calf issue. And I guess they don't want his calf to burst on the one slight movement on the field during a game, but I don't know, man. This seems very odd to me. And maybe that they just wanted an extended look at Justin Fields and also say, hey, Russell, we still believe in you, playing both sides. The whole thing is odd.
No, Russell, we still believe in you is not happening. That may be their intention. But if he's healthy and the other guy's playing in front of him, and for all I know, Russell might think he is well enough to play.
Might be their words, not their actions.
He's dressed in pads everywhere.
As the emergency third quarterback, he's in pads, yeah.
What is going on? It may come to a head today. Although we could again get Tomlin saying for, what, the fourth or fifth time, status quo with Russ. He's going to be limited on Wednesday. All together now. We'll let his participation and the quality of that participation
be our guide.
Very good. Do you think that's what we will hear today?
Yes.
At some point before Christmas, that has to change, right? At some point, Tomlin has to sit there and say, Russell's 100%. He's going to be a full participant in practice. And then what does he say next? What would he say next?
I think he's going to give a little bit more with Russell Wilson this week. Yeah, we like where he's at. We'll see how practice goes, and then we'll determine based off practice and what we've seen game reps-wise from Justin to see if he'll start against Dallas, which I think he will.
I think if this keeps going the way it's going, that one of these weeks, maybe today, he's going to have to say Russ is cleared to be a full participant. However, I'm moving ahead with Justin. I love what I've seen. We're 3-1 or we're 5-1 or we're 6-2 or whatever it's going to be. We're 3-3. I'm moving ahead. We're going to move ahead and operate with Justin as our number one guy. Glad to have Russell healthy. He'll be available. That type of thing. Don't you? I mean, at some point, doesn't that have to happen?
All right, let's say that Dallas wins this game and the Steelers lose. And Justin Fields has an okay performance. He turns the ball over once. There's another questionable fumble maybe that the Steelers recover, and the Steelers lose by a possession to Dallas.
Yeah.
And let's say, hypothetically, going into it, that today Tomlin says, status quo again with Russell Wilson fighting his way back maybe next week. Is that the point in time where they shift? Like, is this still a Justin Fields has to continue winning and having significant success to the point where the first four games, yeah, they matter, but they don't matter as much as throwing Russell Wilson out there. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Is this still an audition?
Yeah, I think it may come to a head today in a very short amount of time. We're going to have the Tomlin News Conference, top of the hour. The time right now is 11:43, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And check this out. Verizon, the official 5G network of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is treating deserving veterans to lunch with Cam Hayward. Head to a Verizon store by October 20th to nominate a vet. No purchase necessary. 18 plus to enter. Visit lunchwithcamhaywardfromverizon.com. That's lunchwithcamhaywardfromverizon.com for details. Man, that would be pretty cool. All right, Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. Did I mention 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills? In the meantime, let's finish up with one of the greatest moments of many of our lives 11 years ago today, the wild card game against the Reds. We just had Jason Grilley. Man, was he fabulous. He said his hair was standing up after he heard that Cueto clip. God, was that great.
And I love that he's still a Pittsburgh guy. Like he still lives here.
And speaking of Pittsburgh guys, how fitting was it that the final ground ball, of course, it goes to second base where Neil Walker gobbles it up and throws to first.
You can't write the scripts, man. You can't write
the scripts. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis, Greg Brown said. What a call that was, huh? Limits?
That's one of my favorite Greg Brown calls. You know, he really, especially in that 13, 14, 15 run.
Yeah.
And, you know, broadcasters like to say it. The better the team plays, it seems like the better the broadcasters sound. But Greg Brown's calls of that, and I remember the 2015, or maybe it was 2014, I think it was 15, the McCutchen home run against St. Louis in the 14th inning.
Him and Blass. Unbelievable.
And then the Sunday call when they were 2.5 out at the All-Star break when they walked off St. Louis. And that Sunday night baseball game, Gregory Polanco, of all players, with the walk-off.
Incredible. And I thought I had a vision of Mulsey at the wild card game with me, but I'm told in the back by Donnie and Pony that Mulsey famously was not at the wild card game. So I'm misremembering that.
Were you in the stands or the press box?
That's the story I have from that night. I went over there and very bitterly was told, my bitter reaction, there's no room at the inn here. Either I didn't sign up in time or whoever was the Post-Gazette editor didn't sign me up. They're like, you're out in right field, buddy. I'm like, oh, this is great. Here I am at the game, and I can't even get in the press box.
Wait, what do you mean you were in right field?
Well, that's the story.
Your seats, or did they have an extra press setup out there?
I'm about to tell the story.
I'm very curious if you can't
clearly,
tell.
Yes. They sent me out to right field in the auxiliary press seating section where a bunch of us sat. They cleared out a whole section, so there's nobody out there. There's me and like a couple of other people, and it was a blessing because I was able to experience the atmosphere out there, the environment, the madness, the insanity firsthand, not in the press box where with the windows closed. Right. I don't know if they were or not. Even if they're open, you get much, much less a feel of the environment. I was part of it. It was amazing. And I could have sworn Mulsey was there, but it must have been at the next year's wild card game. It must have been.
That's what I would have wanted as well, to be a part of the crowd.
I'll never forget it. I'll tell you that. Let's go to a call or two before we get to Tom.
Here is Frank in Slippery Rock.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. What do you got?
But enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I've been a Pirate fan since Forbes Field days, and you are so right. That 2013 wild card game was amazing. My son and I, we had standing room tickets behind the first base area, and I tapped him on the shoulder in about the sixth inning and said, look at the concession stands. There's nobody there. Everybody was still in their seats.
And that's what John Wehner said. John Wehner was at the game. He participated in the Cueto chant, I might add. And it feels, as an aside here, that every other week I meet somebody from Carrick who knows John Wehner. He said he went up at one point and he said you could have played a wiffle ball game or a soccer game in the corridors and nobody was there. Nobody was in roaming around back there. City limits. It was empty because everybody was riveted to the game.
Nobody wanted to miss a pitch.
All right. Well, that's a great memory. And I'm sure a lot of people have similar ones of sharing that night with a loved one at the game. Although maybe Grilly's right, too, that a lot of people, not this guy, but a lot of people may claim they were there.
I have another quick call if you want to take it as well.
All right. Go ahead.
Here's Tom in Avalon.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad I got on. I've been at a lot of different games. I'm back to Franco and everything.
Yes.
I was at that Cueto game. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I always tell people that was the most eventful time in Pittsburgh in my life. And I'm old. So it was that good.
Man, I'll never forget it. And it always stood out to me that Ron mentioned that in his long career of seeing every sporting event of every type, that one was at the top. All right.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.